Good morning, you listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Ed Korzak, who's the CEO of the National Wood Flooring Association. Ed, how you doing?
I'm doing very good, Kemp, and yourself?
I'm doing well. Good to have you with us. Actually, it's on some somber news, and we'll get to that in just a minute, but I did want to comment. You've actually hired a person that's going to be your eventual replacement, I guess. Michael Martin is now serving as your COO, is that right?
Correct. Michael Martin has come on board. He is starting as our chief operating officer and will be working with me over the next 6 to 8 months till I retire, and he will become the CEO.
Yeah, well, we're going to miss you, but I know y'all did an exhaustive search, and I think he comes from the National Association of Electrical Distributors. Is that right?
He does. He has a very strong association background.
Yeah, I look forward to meeting him. Well, the reason I wanted to talk to you again was, you know, because the founder of the NWFA, Virgil Hendricks, passed away last weekend, so I thought it'd be good to talk about him, maybe talk a little bit about his history. And you know him pretty well, I guess, because he hired you 18 years ago, right?
That's correct. He interviewed and hired me 18 years ago and really is the founding father.
Yeah, and the way I understand it, there was some after-hours conversation at some maple manufacturer meeting, and it was decided that there was a lot of splintered groups out there and that there ought to be one organization. Do you know a little bit more about that history?
Yeah, they said they had a meeting of the maple flooring manufacturers, and it was after that, sitting in the bar, as you find all of us wood flooring people doing in the evening.
Right.
And talking about, at that point, looking for an organization. Well, there were many that represented manufacturers with maple and National Wood Flooring at that time. There was no group representing distributors. So the initial conversation back then was to set up the NWFA as a distributor representing Association of Wood Flooring Distributors. And as Virgil pulled 12 other individuals together, as they talked about it further, they expanded it to try to include all areas of the industry.
Okay.
But it was really his brainchild and his dream. And as I said, he had 12 other founding fathers, as we call them, and put it together.
And so he actually had two businesses at the time. He had a distribution business and a flooring contractor business. Is that right?
He had Lockwood Lockwood Distributors here in St. Louis, mm-hmm. and Midwest Floors also in St. Louis. It was a retail establishment, dealer contractor.
Yeah.
He sold Lockwood about 3 or 4 years ago, but maintained the ownership on Midwest Floors. And as you know, Virgil was, in fact, turned 93 last Friday.
Yeah.
And when he turned about 85 or so, he told me that he was going to cut back on his hours and was going to work only part-time, so he decided to put only in 12 hours a day.
That's what I understood. He was still going to the office every day.
Every day, drove by himself, took himself to the office every day, and he was there. He was the guy that opened it and the guy that locked it up.
Yeah. So he had his birthday, his 93rd birthday, and then passed away right after that. Is that right?
Correct, yes. He had his birthday on Friday, passed away on Saturday night.
How about that? Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about his character for a minute, since I think you probably know him pretty well. I was looking at some of the comments in the obits, and they kept saying that he was focused on people and he was quite a gentleman. Can you give us a little bit more about that?
Virgil was old school, obviously, mm-hmm. that generation that was serving in the World War and all. He was old school and treated everybody very, very kind. His big feeling was that he had to be fair to everybody, and he wanted everybody to be fair to him. But he was a very elegant man. I mean, he always saw him in suit and tie. I used to tease him that he probably had a suntan. If he had a suntan, you could see where the tie mark was at. Because he was always very elegant, very perfectionist type individual. And as the gentleman, when he disagreed with you, Kemp, you didn't feel bad about the disagreement. He disagreed with you in such a classy way that you both, no one felt harmed, nobody felt injured. Everybody just felt like we were talking about issues in the proper manner. So he was just elegant gentleman that way.
Yeah, he was one of what Tom Brokaw coined as one of the greatest generations, right?
Yes, I would say that he fit that mold perfectly.
Yeah, that's fantastic. But fill us in on a couple little gaps. And this organization, I think, started in 85, and then he led it up until 90, and then I believe you took over in 94. Who had it after he handed it over?
Virgil led it as the president up through 1990, and in the first 3 years, 90 to 93, they had two individuals. They had Randy Pruitt and Rod Trow and Bonnie Holmes. Really, Bonnie Holmes was the consistency. She was the secretary. She was Virgil's secretary back in 1985, and he kind of left her be the secretary working the association under his direction through 1990. And then he had this couple other gentlemen come in after that, but he also maintained weekly meetings with Bonnie to make sure everything was running smooth.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1994, they brought me on, and I was the first outside CEO other than Virgil on it.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay.
And he brought the association from, as I said, a dream to about 800 people and a budget of about $700,000 at that time, which was fantastic for doing that while you were still running two of your own businesses.
That is. That's amazing, actually. And let me ask you this. I mean, it started out being an association of distributors, and now if you look at the NWFA, I mean, you're basically the voice of the industry. Is it because of his leadership or combined with the other people? And tell me how that came about.
It really was a combination of some of the other 12 that he brought on the original board with him. Virgil's purpose or objective was, again, to keep have a strong group of distributors that could be representing them to the manufacturer. And some of the distributors that came on with him, the Wayne Cottons of the world, the Jack Coates of the world from Golden State Flooring, felt that it was very important to have the dealer contractor base in there because the distributor dealt so directly with that.
Mm-hmm.
That was their lifeblood, so to speak. So that's when they started to bring the dealer contractors in to the organization. After 94, we started to understand that we really needed to represent the entire value chain.
Right.
So we expanded and moved everything out, so we had programs for all three groups, just like three associations under one roof, so to speak.
Yeah, and one of the great things about your organization is that you have some kind of a rotation program with the leadership. I mean, I know Neil Poland is the leader now, and he's from a manufacturer, but you try to make sure that you go through those three different sectors in leadership.
The board of directors has 15 individuals on it, and they are as close to evenly balanced as we can get it. You know, try to be at 5-5-5. Sometimes you're off by one or so, but we always want to make sure you have equal representation for manufacturers, distributors, and dealer contractors. And you're correct, that board seat, that president or chairman of the board seat moves every other year, and each business type gets their representation. We try to keep that blend all the time because we feel it's really important. If we can keep that blend everywhere, we'll focus on the issues rather than on the individual segments of the industry.
Yeah, right. Okay. And now you've got your annual meeting coming up in San Diego here in about a month, right?
Yeah, end of April 26th to the 29th, we'll be in beautiful San Diego. And I hope to see you there.
I'll definitely be there. Excellent. Yeah.
First drinks on me, Ken.
All right, great. Sounds good, Ed. Great to talk to you, Ed, and appreciate you spending time telling our listeners a little bit about Virgil Hendrix, a guy who left his mark in this industry. So we've been talking to Ed Korzak, who's CEO of the National Wood Flooring Association. You've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.